This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Biomega Fish Oil from Biotics Research. For over 40 years, Biotics Research has been providing the highest quality supplements, surpassing industry standards. Biomega Fish Oil contains therapeutic doses of vital omega-3s in the triglyceride form, which is highly bioavailable. Biotics Research ensures maximum purity and freshness by managing their fish oils from catch to capsule, verified by rigorous independent testing. For more information, go to drhoffman.com/biotics research. That's drhoffman.com/biotics research for Biomega Fish Oil.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and a very happy new year to all of you. I'm back after a brief holiday hiatus. I hope you enjoyed one of our best of programs over Christmas, but here I am right after New Year's, and we're here. You can come directly into the doctor's office. We're available, one of the few health resources that you can walk into virtually on a holiday weekend. 877-726-8255 is our number. And we invite your phone calls this hour. If you have a question, say, about the vaccine, and if you've got a question about the new contagious version of COVID, a mutation of the virus and what it portends, call us at 877-726-8255. We'll get to phone calls in just a moment. But it appears that we are in a second wave or a third wave. The virus is not playing itself out, as some people predicted. And it's kind of weird because here in New York, there are a lot of cases, but the hospitals are not maxing out the way they were earlier in the pandemic. We seem to have a better modus operandi of dealing with it. Fewer people are dying, but in other parts of the United States, parts of the United States that perhaps were sequestered from the virus early on, there's a lot of dry tinder out there in terms of people who are not immune. The rate of infection in many areas in the Northeast, in the low double digits, and that may be creating a little bit of a speed bump, kind of an impediment to the virus to rip through the populace. But in other parts of the country, less affected earlier on in the pandemic, we're seeing a lot of cases. We're seeing, unfortunately, still a lot of deaths. We're seeing hospitals overwhelmed in certain parts of the country and parts of the world. I read some accounts out of Great Britain. The situation's very bad there because the National Health Service is very undermanned, the conditions in the hospital are really approaching a meltdown. And so there are lockdowns in many states, and there's some disparities because some states which are experiencing lockdowns have a worse situation than other states, which are more lenient in terms of having people carry on with their daily lives. We'll talk a little bit about lockdown. We'll talk about what's called asymptomatic transmission, the concern that some people, unbeknownst to them, could be typhoid Marys and spread the virus, and that has been invoked as a rationale for lockdowns in many parts of the world and parts of our country. And we got lots more to discuss. 877-726-8255. Let's take a call from Bob in Manhattan. How you doing, Bob?
How you doing? Okay. A couple of weeks ago, Doctor, you talked about the benefits of chondroitin and glucosamine.
Mm-hmm.
And when I look it up online, it seems a lot of the sellers are selling it combined with MSM. Now, does that make sense to take it with MSM or get it separately?
Okay, you know, good question. And I take MSM, but MSM is methyl sulfonyl methane, which is something that also may be anti-inflammatory for the joints. So The problem when you take a combination supplement, say something that has glucosamine and chondroitin and curcumin and MSM and a bunch of other ingredients in it, is in order to fit the ingredients into the pill, sometimes you get shortchanged on the amount of the ingredient. So what I do is I take a glucosamine chondroitin supplement, and separately I take MSM. I'm concerned about my joints because I'm 68 and I do a lot of physical activity and I don't want to grind my knees and into oblivion and my hips. And so I take a joint, preserving, nutrients. And, you know, glucosamine and chondroitin are very good for preventing arthritis. I think a little bit challenged when you have severe arthritis. That's why a lot of people say, well, I took the glucosamine and chondroitin and I have really bad arthritis and it didn't help. Well, okay, maybe you should have been taking it as a preventive from the age of 40 onward. And if you'd taken it day in and day out, you might have achieved some degree of prevention. You might have nourished your synovial membrane and prevented complete joint deterioration. But yes, MSM, relatively inexpensive supplement. You can take 500 or 1,000, 2 to 4 caps a day, and you will get some added protection. But take it as a separate supplement along with your glucosamine chondroitin product. Okay?
Okay, thanks a lot, Doc.
My pleasure. 877-726-8255 is our number. And, you know, a lot of people are saying, well, this is kind of like a bad flu. And, you know, you got to be really old and decrepit to die from this. But case in point, Louisiana congressman-elect dies of COVID. Luke Letlow was to have been sworn in last Sunday. And after coming down with COVID-19, I believe it was on December 18th, he succumbed to it, even though he was being treated at one of the finest hospitals in the country, the big hospital in New Orleans. And they say, more than anything, Luke was a loving husband, father, brother, and son, and he has young children. His family, like so many others who've been affected by this evil disease, needs our prayers. So, you know, 41-year-old individual, you know, I've seen pictures of him. He doesn't look obese. He's not suffering from any apparent comorbidities. I mean, he may have been hypertensive. For all we know, he may have had cardiovascular disease. But he looks like, you know, relatively youthful Gen Xer type guy with young children, just elected to Congress, died of COVID-19. So the big buzz is on the vaccine rollout. And there been some problems because there's some inequities about the vaccine rollout. A clinic called the Parcare Clinic in New York is under investigation for offering black market versions of the vaccine. You know, look, I mean, it's kind of like, you know, when you buy a Rolex or, you know, a fur coat, and they say, well, it fell off the truck. You know, it's maybe, you know, a little corruption involved in the chain of custody, and it ends up at a clinic being offered to the highest bidder, often people who are attempting to jump the line. And so they're going to try and crack down on these aberrations. They say the Parcare Clinic was found to have defrauded the state. You know, and what's to stop a doctor from telling a patient, well, we're going to get you the vaccine. Let's see, what should we put down as your diagnosis? Well, maybe we'll put down you have severe respiratory disease. Yeah, you have a little bit of a, you know, minor nasal congestion, but we'll put down you have severe COPD, and that will enable you to jump the line and give us the rationale for giving you that. And oh, by the way, thanks for joining my $25,000 a year concierge practice. You know, one of the perks is that you get faster access to the vaccine. There's an article here, hospitals roll out COVID-19 vaccines, healthcare workers describe chaos and anger. That's from NPR. It's very disorganized. And in fact, there was a really nasty scene in New York where they had a line for people supposedly to get the vaccine. And some people just jumped the line. They jumped to the, you know, they pushed the head of the line, you know, and they weren't really eligible for it. They were younger. They're relatively healthy. We're going to see a lot of that because it's human nature. It's a scarce commodity, and a lot of people are going to go for it. It's kind of like, and you know, they're trying to set up these online ways of dispensing the vaccine. It's kind of like when Yankees playoff tickets go online or Rolling Stones tickets. You know, they say these are going to go online at 10 a.m. on a certain date. And then by 10:01, they're all sold out. You know, so you got to have be pretty quick on the trigger to get there. And then it's on the honor system. It's like, oh, well, are you over 65? Do you have an underlying condition? Yes, yes. Check the boxes. Yes. You know, who knows? Who knows if people aren't jumping the line to get their vaccines. More on vaccines, more on masking, more on asymptomatic infections. We got lots to talk about on today's edition of Intelligent Medicine. 877-726-8255 is our number, and I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
The pursuit of a healthy immune system is so important for our long-term health, and being healthy for the long term is everyone's goal, right? So which immune health supplement is recommended for those who also have cardiovascular concerns? Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Aged garlic extract, regarded as one of the leading natural heart health supplements, has been clinically proven to help reduce high blood pressure and inflammation. Experts believe this alleviates demands on the body's energy stores, freeing it up to fight invaders. The result? A more responsive immune system. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract begins with 100% organically grown garlic and is the most scientifically researched, highest quality, and best-selling odorless garlic extract supplement. And for extra support, get Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract Immune Formula 103. Try Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract for a healthy heart and a healthy immune system. Discover more at kyolic.com. That's KYOLIC.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and it's that time of year again when everyone suffers from some kind of upper respiratory problem. We miss work and feel miserable spending too much time with doctors and pharmacists. That is, unless we protect ourselves and our families with a product that I recommend to my patients. Clear Saline Nasal Spray and Sinus Rinse. Clear combines the unique properties of xylitol and the health-promoting benefits of a saline nasal spray to help cleanse, moisturize, and soothe your sinuses and nasal passages. Clear helps wash away bacteria, pollens, and other irritants before they have a chance to attack the sensitive tissues in your upper respiratory tract. Clear is easy to use, effective, and safe for people of all ages. Clear is simply your best defense in an increasingly dirty and polluted world. I use it myself. You can find Clear Saline Nasal Spray and Sinus Wash at Vitamin Shop, CVS, Rite Aid, and other drugstores, supermarkets, and pharmacies near you, as well as Amazon. Or you can visit Clear on the web at clear.com. That's www.xlear.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine, Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you, and a very happy new year and a hope for a better one. It's kind of uncertain because things may rapidly move in the right direction because a couple of things may happen. Number one, the vaccine may help and enough people may take it to achieve that vaunted herd immunity. But at the same time, more and more people are getting COVID-19, so they're acquiring natural immunity to COVID-19. And just as the flu pandemic, and they didn't have vaccines back then, they had no way of treating it except, you know, you give people a lot of fluids and put them to bed. No antibiotics for subsequent infections, no miracle drugs. The pandemic really just played itself out. And by 1920, we had the advent of the Roaring Twenties, and people were jamming together and doing the Charleston and going to speakeasies and having a real good time because there was a lot of pent-up loneliness and fear, and people were just recovering from World War One, which was devastating. And so there's a chance that things could turn around in 2021. On the other hand, there there's a chance that the virus will persist, that the vaccine may be less effective than we think, and that lockdowns will continue and paranoia will be hard to dissipate. People will be wearing masks well into the year. And even then, they sound all clear. It may be that a lot of people are reluctant to resume their normal activities, go to movies, concerts, and restaurants. So we'll have to see. 2021 could be a very interesting year either way. 877-726-8255 is our number. And by the way, that number affords you an opportunity to record a question. So let's hear one of those questions right now.
Yeah, I had a comment about your vaccine ID tracking story. I think if you look into Bill Gates's program called ID 2020 and a company called Accenture, I think you'll realize that this is pretty legitimate about having a digital tracking system for IDs. It's not a microchip. It is more of a nano tattoo. Readable by smartphones. Anyway, check into it so you can be informed. Thank you.
Okay. And there's a lot of theories going around, and they fall into the category of conspiracy theories, and Bill Gates is a real target of these things. And, he's certainly a suspect because he's a billionaire. Billionaires are control freaks. He developed an entire information system. And so he's a likely villain in this scenario, that he's somehow in cahoots with the drug industry and the vaccine makers. But I have to say that, first of all, the microchipping thing is pretty bogus, because they're not injecting anything in the vaccines that's going to be a signature for you having taken the vaccine. However, they were really creating very elaborate data systems that will record who got the vaccines. You don't have to inject a chip or have a nano tattoo to have a digital signature somewhere in the ether that shows that you've gotten the vaccine. And it's going to be tough, because you might be banned from places without your vaccine passport. This has actually been proposed by the UK's new vaccine minister, whose name is Nadeem Zahawi. He said that, while coronavirus vaccinations will not be mandatory, Britons may be barred from going to the cinema or getting on an airplane without it if service providers demand proof of inoculation. So there's going to be computer systems that track people who've either been sick or who have tested positive, or have taken the vaccine, and it may be hard to resume normal life without acceding to taking that vaccine. That's going to compel a lot of people to take it, even without government mandates. So yes, Bill Gates may be involved in promoting vaccines and creating digital systems, not necessarily nano tattoos that will tell us whether or not you've taken the vaccine. 877-726-8255 is our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman for Biomega Fish Oil from Biotics Research. For over 40 years, Biotics Research has been providing the highest quality supplements, surpassing industry standards. Biomega Fish Oil contains therapeutic doses of vital omega-3s in the triglyceride form, which is highly bioavailable. Biotics Research ensures maximum purity and freshness by managing their fish oils from catch to capsule. For more information, go to drhoffman.com/bioticsresearch. That's drhoffman.com/bioticsresearch for Biomega Fish Oil.
Now more than ever, it is important to have a healthy immune system. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are a leading natural therapy for boosting immune health. Why? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily, like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics with their postbiotic metabolites, you can enhance your overall immune system and immune response. For additional immune support, get RegActive's immune formula to boost your glutathione levels, since our glutathione levels go down if we feel stressed. Maintaining glutathione levels is a key factor for natural defense. For a short-term immune boost, try Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus, which provides probiotic and immune support and includes Brazilian green propolis for superior antioxidant support and vitamin E, astaxanthin, and flax oil. Be proactive about your immune health. Ask your retailer today about Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, RegActive Immune Formula, and Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus today. Also available online.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255 is our number. We'll take some of your calls in just a moment. And a very happy new year once again as we begin 2021. One of the predicates of lockdown is the notion that a lot of people are walking around like typhoid Marys, spreading the disease because of something called asymptomatic transmission. Asymptomatic transmission of COVID-19 is the rationale for telling people that they shouldn't congregate because who knows, you might be positive unbeknownst to you and you might therefore transmit it to someone else who could get very sick or die, even though you're fine. Asymptomatic means you don't have any symptoms. You're just a carrier of the virus. And according to early studies, it was estimated that 80% of infections were asymptomatic, which is pretty troublesome because that means that the virus could spread like wildfire and measures to tell people to stay home when they feel sick would be futile because so many people are carriers and could still transmit it. So everybody needs to stay home. If you feel fine, you might be a carrier. And that's also the rationale for testing all the time, testing people to see if they might be an asymptomatic person. Now, there's also this notion of being pre-symptomatic. It turns out that you can be contagious a day or two before developing symptoms, very much like the flu. The flu can be transmitted even before you feel sick. And so there's a bunch of studies on this that are putting the kibosh on asymptomatic transmission. There's a big Chinese study out of Wuhan that recently came out, and they looked at 1,174 close contacts of asymptomatic cases. In other words, people who tested positive, but they were had no symptoms. And it turns out not a single contact got sick from getting up close and personal, staying in the same household or having contact with someone who was asymptomatic. Zero. There's also a University of Florida study that finds no asymptomatic or pre-symptomatic spread. Research from the University of Florida Department of Biostatistics co-authored a study published by the Journal of the American Medical Association. They looked at 54 studies looking at the household attack rate of SARS-CoV-2, and what they found was kind of interesting because even if you're in the same household with someone who is sick with COVID-19, what do you think your chances are of getting it? It's very contagious, right? You think what would be your guess? 70, 80%, 90%. Well, it turns out that according to all these studies, 54 different studies were commingled to get to this statistic, it was only 17%. So if you are in the same household with someone who's got SARS-CoV-2, you only have a 17% chance of coming down with it. And that's interesting because that's actually less than the attack rate for the flu, which is very contagious. I mean, this is a contagious thing. And the new variant of the virus may be even more contagious. However, the final word on that comes to us from the British Medical Journal. And they point out several things. That not 81% of people are asymptomatic with COVID-19. It's more like 17%, less than one-fifth. And it's also less likely that they're going to transmit it because if they're asymptomatic, they're not sneezing, coughing, or contaminating surfaces, right? So in a recent study, they found that asymptomatic folks, of which are a minority, are 42% less likely to transmit. Not zero, but quite a lot less likely to transmit because they have lower viral loads. But there's some problems with the studies because there's no single study right now that discriminates whether you are infectious or whether you simply have a positive test. Having a positive test may also occur in a context where you're not infectious at all. It may be just some residual RNA that's picked up by a PCR test that's hanging around in your nasal passages. That's where they swab. And so having a positive test does not necessarily mean you're infectious. So it's very hard to study this. They say it's unclear to what extent people with no symptoms transmit SARS-CoV-2. And the presence of RNA does not necessarily represent transmissible live virus. That's been the criticism of the PCR test. You test PCR positive, does that mean that you have to sequester? Well, yes, in most cases it does, but you may be asymptomatic because you're not even infectious. So they're really kind of confused about this. And the result of this is excess testing, excess lockdowns, and the specter that you never know. You never know. People are afraid to, you know, take their masks off. People are afraid to go anywhere because the belief is that even if you feel fine, you might still have it. Well, it turns out, while that's not impossible, it's less likely to be the case. 877-726-8255 is our number. Let's talk about what I consider maybe the next big thing in nutraceuticals, naturally occurring black pigments in vegetables, spices, and seeds. They've been found to have powerful anti-inflammatory effects that our bodies need. And here's a brand new all-natural daily preventative against a host of possible inflammatory issues. It's called Black for Health Liquid Extract from Future Farm Botanicals. Very innovative. Black for Health is four plant-based foods. Black garlic, of which we know certainly there are benefits. Black radish root, black cumin seed, and black peppercorn. Black cumin seed's got an amazing ingredient called thymoquinone. They all contain high levels of body-ready healing botanicals. Black for Health supports your liver, skin, cholesterol, blood pressure, and weight management, circulation, and immunity. It's a delicious-tasting supplement with liposome complex for optimal absorption. For more information and to order, call 888-841-7216, 888-841-7216, or go to myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. That's future, P-H-A-R-M. myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. Okay, we have a call from Nancy in Iowa. How you doing?
Hello.
Hi, Nancy. You're on the air.
Hi. Yes, I'm calling about my sister. She's having trouble with dizziness. She's 85, and it does not bother her while she's sitting down, but if she's walking or bending over. Do you have any ideas on what?
Yeah, this is a really common thing that occurs as people age, and it's called positional vertigo. I mean, I don't have to be a rocket scientist to call it that because, you know, it doesn't occur in certain positions. But when you stand up or change positions, the vertigo occurs. And the reason for that is that there's a very delicate system of what are called baroreceptors or pressure receptors in the brain and throughout the body that regulate blood pressure in response to position change. And, you know, gravity would cause all the blood to go from your head to your toes if you didn't have these baroreceptors. And they work pretty well up until the age of, you know, 70 or 75 or 80. And then they start, you know, the circuits start to misfire and you get weird symptoms. And then you start to feel dizzy. The other thing that may be going on is there may be some inner ear problems because the balance center of the inner ear also relies on delicate nerve transmission, and sometimes there can be problems with that. So has she had a workup? Has she gone to a doctor or an ear, nose, and throat doctor? An ENT would be the one to evaluate dizziness.
She has not been to an ENT. She's been to a regular doctor, and he's worked on her blood pressure and gave her a diuretic. But when she took, and he raised her diuretic and made her terribly dizzy.
Oh, yeah. I was going to ask that right away. Just like, is she on blood pressure medication or diuretics? And one of the things that can happen in older people is it's kind of like the Goldilocks effect of blood pressure. Their blood pressure is high, but then when they go on blood pressure medication, it goes too low and they feel like they're melting. You know, it's like, you know, I'm going to hit the deck here because I got no blood pressure anymore. The blood's not getting to the brain and, you know, you feel like you're going to black out. And so it really requires some delicacy. Keeping that blood pressure from being too high, but not overdosing and causing it to be too low. And in the Goldilocks effect, the just right is very narrow, especially in older individuals. So she probably could, I mean, she needs to get good blood pressure control, but with a light touch, and he's got to play around with that. It may take several iterations before he gets it right. The other thing is she should see an ear, nose, and throat doctor because there may be an inner ear component, and that can be tested. You know, it deserves attention. And then there's a type of therapy called vestibular rehab. Vestibular rehab can be administered at a university hospital near you. If you're somewhere near the University of Iowa, they probably have a vestibular rehab program. But the ear, nose, and throat doctor can refer you because people can regain their equilibrium, so to speak, through a series of exercises and guided rehabilitation moves and restore balance and freedom from vertigo. It's a program that was developed by a doctor named Dr. Ronald Hoffman, but not me, my namesake, a guy who's a really big guy in ear, nose, and throat who has developed vestibular rehab as a way of normalizing dizziness for a lot of patients. And it really can work, can make a difference. So those are some things to try.
I heard at one time that when you're dizzy, if you turn your head from laying down, I think turn your head from side to side slowly, that helps.
That's a little bit what vestibular rehab is. But there you'd get a professional therapist who would tell you the correct moves and the correct exercises so that you could kind of reacclimate to position change. Give it a shot. 877-726-8255. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Naturally occurring black pigments in vegetables, spices, and seeds have been found to have powerful anti-inflammatory effects. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and I'm excited about what I think may be the next big thing in anti-inflammatory supplements, a brand new, all-natural daily preventative against a host of possible inflammatory issues. Black for Health liquid extract from Future Farm Botanicals. Black for Health combines four plant-based foods, black garlic, black radish root, black cumin seed, and black peppercorn, containing high levels of body-ready healing botanicals. Black for Health supports your liver, skin, cholesterol, blood pressure, and weight management, circulation, and immunity. It's a tasty supplement with liposome complex for optimal absorption. For more information or to order, call 888-841-7216, 888-841-7216, or go to myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. That's MyFutureFarm, PHARM, myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman, myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As you know, this is a vital time to bolster our immune defenses. I've received countless requests for a specific list of supplements that I recommend to support immune health. That's why I've created the Intelligent Medicine Immune Support Protocol, my supplement recommendations offering the greatest boost for your immune system when it's needed most. Best medicine is preventive medicine. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com for more information. drhoffmanstore.com. In addition to the immune support protocol, you'll find easy-to-follow links for our supplement starter kit, heart health protocol, and much more. These protocols are an easy way for you to get the exact combination of targeted supplements you need to help you follow the intelligent medicine lifestyle. The same supplements I take for myself and prescribe for my patients. And for a limited time, you'll get free priority shipping on all of your store orders. For more details, just go to drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255 is our number. And we got a call from Ken in New Jersey. How you doing?
Hello, Dr. Hoffman. Nice to talk to you.
My pleasure. Where are you in New Jersey?
In Union County.
Union County? Okay, because I'm in Basking Ridge today, broadcasting from my remote hideouts here. I have to keep moving because, the FDA and the FTC, they're sending agents knocking on doors. I have like a lot of options. So go ahead.
Okay. So I have a question on ivermectin. It's an antiviral drug that's used to treat parasite infections.
Mm-hmm. Correction. It is not an antiviral drug. It's an antiparasitic drug. It's used to treat roundworm infections, and it's also used to treat river blindness, which is a big problem in Africa. And so it's a popular drug in the third world, not often used in the U.S. because people don't get these weird parasitic infections. But go ahead. So
other countries are finding it useful in treating COVID. And there was a Dr. Corey on YouTube. He testified in front of a government committee about mm-hmm. the effectiveness of it, of the drug in treating COVID. So I was wondering if you had any opinion on it.
Yeah, my opinion is that it should be rigorously tested. I think that it may experience the same fate as hydroxychloroquine. Something which also has some anti-parasitic effects, not specifically an antiviral, but there may be some benefits to hydroxychloroquine that cross over to COVID-19. In cell culture, in a test tube, ivermectin is very effective against SARS-CoV-2. It really wipes it out. But a lot of things work in the test tube and don't necessarily work clinically, so we have to test it more in humans. In many countries, ivermectin is readily available because they treat a lot of parasitic infections, and they don't have a lot of money for some of the fancy drugs that we use here, these monoclonal antibodies and things like the Regeneron treatment that President Trump received. So they're scrambling. They're doing the best that they can do in places like Egypt and Bolivia and parts of Southeast Asia. They have ivermectin on formulary, and they're treating patients with it. And I'm looking to see if there's any really rigorous clinical trials on it. And there are some small trials that suggest that it may be beneficial. But I got to say, my approach is intelligent medicine, all of the above. If it proves to be helpful, let's put it in a cocktail for people who are very sick. And let's not forget about things like dexamethasone polyclonal antibodies, convalescent serum, and remdesivir, possibly. That doesn't seem to be that effective in patients. We need sort of a cocktail of things that we can administer, and maybe also with guidance as to, when to administer it. When people are at the beginning of their illness, or they get some certain things, and then if they get sicker, should they progress to other things? And then if they're really on their last legs in the intensive care unit, what are some of the things that can be decisive in turning things around? And I think ivermectin is going to sort itself out as something that's moderately helpful. Potentially for this needs to be rigorously tested. I think some people are getting kind of bootleg ivermectin. Ivermectin is also used for treating tropical fish and things like that. They're getting like small animals. They're getting veterinary ivermectin in hopes that if they get COVID-19, they can take the ivermectin and eradicate it. And I think that's a little risky. Not that ivermectin has terrible side effects. It has some gastrointestinal side effects, but it's not something that's really going to wipe you out. I'm open-minded to it. I just don't know that it's the panacea that some people claim. I think there's a kind of a element of people looking for a way to critique the pharmaceutical industry for these expensive drugs and say, we have these old fashioned drugs, they're cheap, they're available. Why is the pharmaceutical industry not allowing these drugs to be used? And, you know, I think there's some validity to that. Expensive drugs are favored over cheap old drugs. But, you know, it's a definite maybe. Ivermectin may be ultimately helpful. All right, this item. Wisconsin hospital employee fired and arrested after intentionally destroying 500 doses of COVID vaccine. What's up with that? Was it just negligence, or was he committing an act of vandalism or protest? The damage he caused was estimated between $8,000 and $11,000. 57 vials of the Moderna vaccine, which must be kept at between 36 and 46 degrees of Fahrenheit, were left out overnight, accidentally, and they're holding him responsible. What could he have been thinking? Is it a vaccine protest? 877-726-8255 is our number for Intelligent Medicine.